Hello, family and friends. I'm excited to hear for day four with Dr. Chris Holland and his wife, Pastor Vicki. And today we're going to get a little bit more into her testimony and share a few more things in her childhood. And so we're excited about that. Father, we come today ready to receive, Father. We're so thankful for this time together, and we're ready to hear and to apply this message to serve you better, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Vicki, back to you.
All right. Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about how I grew up. My father was a police officer. I have three siblings, so there were four of us. And my father was abusive to my family, particularly to the older siblings. We have quite an age range. And my oldest brother is 13 years older than me. So I did not receive the brunt of that abuse, though I definitely witnessed it. My mother would be inside the house with dark sunglasses, and I would ask her. I didn't believe her lies and the cover stories. I asked her, why do you have sunglasses on inside the house? And she'd say, my eyes are hurting, which made no sense to me. I was a small child, but that doesn't make sense, because why are your eyes hurting? And then she'd tell me that she fell against the door. Well, how did you fall against the door? And none of her stories ever made sense to me. I never witnessed my father abusing her in that way that would have caused the black eyes. But I did witness him abusing my siblings and jacking them up on the wall and kicking them all the way through the house. And of course, my dad was, he called me his little songbird. And we had a wonderful relationship. And when I was 8 years old, he was killed in the line of duty. And that drastically, of course, everything I've already described drastically influenced and impacted my life, but that drastically influenced and impacted my life. And I remember Mom coming in and waking me up, and there were sirens and police lights and everything the night that it happened. And she came in and told me that Dad was never coming home. And I'm like, at 8 years old, I don't even really understand that. And why isn't he coming home? And I didn't really have a good grasp on death at that point. But it changed everything. And obviously, in some ways, the abuse was no longer there for my siblings, though it had been. And of course, they were much older than me, and some of them were already out of the house. So the damage had been done there, and it, these continue to be things that they deal with in their lives, unfortunately. But for my brother and I, then we got to have a different life, but it was without the father. So even when you have the abuse in the father, there are still aspects of the father that are still coming through and needed in your life. So it's a mixed bag, but I didn't understand it at the time, but a dad pours into a little girl validation. And that's a little girl always, you always see this, a little girl comes out in her dress and she spins around and she says, I'm a princess. And that's what a father is able to address and tell her that she's beautiful and validate who she is and make her feel special and pretty and worthy. And that is missing when the dad is missing. And I didn't learn this until much later in life, when my husband and I do a lot of missions work, and we were in Colombia, and God had laid it on my heart to minister on fatherlessness. And when we got there, and I started ministering, preaching on fatherlessness, and I asked them if this was speaking to anybody. And of course, I have a translator, and nobody raised a hand or made a move. And I'm like, wow, God, I have just completely missed it. So I don't know, something got lost in the translation there. But when it came to altar time, and I called up anybody that had experienced either abuse, neglect, or just the entire lack of a father in their life, from one side of a very large church to the other side was a line of people waiting to be prayed for.
And the scripture says that pure religion and undefiled is to take care of those who are widowed and those who are fatherless. Mm-hmm. Doesn't give an age limit.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go back to the Old Testament, when adults come to a prayer line, or you know, people don't think about them being fatherless in those instances because they're grown now, right? Some of them are fathers.
But we're always children.
We're always children.
We're never adults of God. We're always children of God. So we somehow in our brain, I don't know, schooling put this in there, but somehow in our brain, we have it set that when you turn 18, now you're an adult, you're no longer a child, which is completely untrue. You're the same human being that you were the day before you turned 18, and that little child is still in every adult, and the abuse that that child faced as a child has to be dealt with as you come into adult years. But the thing that impacted me so much about that prayer line, I really expected it to be the women, because of course I'm female and I know what that felt like, and I was really passionate about praying for these women. But the thing that struck me, I mean, it just brought me to tears, were these grown men, macho men. This was Columbia, gang members.
So these guys were
huge. Dudes. And they were sobbing in the prayer line. And I did not realize the fullness of what the lack of a father does for a man until that moment when those men had no identity. They were just lost, because men aren't allowed to be weak. A culture doesn't allow for them to be weak. They're not allowed to say, hey, I don't know which direction to go. Oh, I guess that's why men never ask for directions.
Watch it, woman. And it must be why my GPS always is a woman's voice. Because they're always telling you whether you want to do or not.
But the men, fathers put identity into their sons. And when they don't do that, when they're a bad father, the young men don't get that identity put into them, and they're just lost. But they can't tell people they're just lost. And most of the time, I don't even think they realize that they're just lost and what they're missing and where that was supposed to come from. But that is the importance of the father in our lives. And you can't substitute it. No matter how great the mom is, she is not designed to be a man. She is not designed to be a father. But our heavenly father is.
Amen.
So that is the redemption of this story, is that God is well able to pour into us the thing that our earthly father messed up. Our heavenly father is well able to pour into us.
And what did even Jesus, what did his, the great mark of understanding the sonship of Jesus was when his father hovered over him. And everybody heard his voice say, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." Before he did anything, he made an absolute determination of who Jesus was to him. That was his son. In him, I'm well pleased. It spoke to his place of being before it spoke to his place of doing. It's always struck me about that verse of scripture. And so even Father God understands the spoken word of affirmation to his own son. Gives us an example of how a father should relate to his children.
Amen.
And affirm them.
Well, that was a powerful testimony. And I know it's going to bless a lot of people. Pastor Vicki, if you would pray for maybe some of those ladies and gentlemen out there that need some help in this area.
Absolutely. Father, we come before you right now, and I know that even in hearing this story, I know that there are people listening in tears because of the gap that is left in lives without the Father being there, or without the Father pouring in the things the Father should have poured into them. So I just ask now, Lord, that you would minister, that you would fill in the gaps. Lord, your word says that Jesus fills everything in every way. Jesus misses nothing. So I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to fill these gaps that have been made by the lack of the kind of earthly father they needed. I thank you, Lord, that you are going to fill these gaps, heal their hearts, Lord, and pour into them everything that they need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Pastor Vicki, how would they contact you again? I feel like there's some people that are going to be contacting you about that message and maybe needing some help. If you would, please tell them how to contact you.
We have our website at tfhindy.com. And also we are here at 1551 South Franklin Road in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Praise God. Well, looking forward to tomorrow, and thank you so much for that message. That was powerful. Folks, we love you all, and more importantly, God loves you, and he has a plan for your life. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. You know, and it touches my heart. I was testifying last night in my service down in Dixon about, you know, I'm 62 years old, and still today there's only one person that's ever shared the salvation message with me, still today at 62 years. And so please go talk to somebody about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.